Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Alex, always good talking to you. Where are you exactly right now as we speak?
I am now living in New York. I'm in Brooklyn right in this very moment.
Wow, what's the weather like down there?
Oh, it's beautiful. To be honest, actually, it's like surprisingly gorgeous. It reminds me of like a summer day in Vancouver, B.C. I could wear shorts today. It's so beautiful outside.
Oh, fantastic. I'm glad you're enjoying the weather. But more importantly, girl, you have been doing something with your career on the last couple of weeks that has been absolutely amazing. You got to explain what's going on because this is such a treat for your fans, but I think for people in general because there's a tie to all this. Talk about what's going on.
Well, I basically, you know, I decided to get my visa, because I'm Canadian, obviously, to come to the States and tour. I wanted to find a way to be able to play for my fans here because I felt like I'd been waiting for so long for the opportunity to just go on tour with my band. And when I got here, I got my visa, I discovered Kickstarter.com, which is kind of like this cool platform for indie artists to just kind of go directly to the fans and be like, you know, if you guys want to see me do a record, if you want to see me go on tour, then help me get there. I'll send you vinyl. I'll send you signed CDs. I'll send you shirts. I will, you know, I'll do Skype video chats with you. You can meet me backstage, you know, and like for big packages, like have dinner with me and my friends in New York City, you know, like basically just directly going to the fans. And I made my goal of 30,000 and I surpassed it like in the first day, which was completely unexpected and crazy.
Now, let me jump in there and explain exactly, because it's more or less the fans are helping with all this, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, they're donating for me to go on tour.
Now, that is crazy, because what does that represent for indie artists who are trying to make a name of themselves? Because it seems like most of the time, the only way an indie artist can do anything is they got to go on YouTube and do something completely unusual.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's like, it's basically just taking out the middleman in all of this, you know, because, I mean, back in the day, a record company could come and discover you and your talent and then put money behind you and hopefully get you off the ground. And this day and age, it's like fans are so engaged, like with Twitter and with YouTube, and they're so engaged and they're so passionate about being involved in, you know, in artists' careers and trying to help. And it's just basically, it just makes it a lot easier, you know, and they buy tickets to your shows and they're all, and that's support in itself. So this is kind of just like, go to Kickstarter.com if you want the new, like I did a new EP called Skipping Stone and I streamed it for free. I just put it out for my fans for free. And if they dug it, then they could just go to Kickstarter.com and donate to see me on tour and then look at a digital download and a hard copy signed. And so it's like they get these packages, but they're also donating towards, you know, seeing me live. And, I think it's just a real example of where we're at in the industry. You know, we can be so creative. It's cool.
Is fantastic. I love it. So where are some of the stops you're going to be now?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm figuring that out now as we speak. I have some meetings with some booking agents here in New York and L.A., and I'm going to be starting probably like east in the eastern states and moving west. But the thing is I'm almost at 60K, and the more that I make, I'm hoping to plan like a UK, like get over to the UK to play some shows there with my band. And I'm going to look at the analytics when Kickstarter's done to kind of see where the most pledges are coming from, because that's going to be a sign as to where I should go and play. So I'll just kind of take it from there. But totally overwhelming and crazy, and I think it's such a testament to sticking, I don't know, just doing what you love to do and just keep doing it. And the fans are just amazing. You know, I didn't even expect it. I gave myself 60 days to hit my deadline on the 30 grand, and it was just crazy how it happened.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know how you could have thought that, because as you and I have talked about before, you are probably one of the most unique artists when it comes to her fans, because, you know, yeah, you don't get a lot of radio play, but you've got fans freaking all over the world, and they are like diehard fans. I know because I follow them on Twitter.
Right. And I bet they follow you.
I mean, it's just crazy how much they, you know, like I said, diehard fans. What are the chances that those diehard fans in Toronto are going to be able to see you?
Pretty pretty, at this point, I'm pretty positive. Pretty, like, yeah, I would love, I'm definitely going to hit and do a show in Toronto. Yeah, I miss Toronto. I mean, I'm loving New York just because of the music scene and, like, spending a lot of time at Rockwood Music Hall and, you know, but I'm definitely going to get back to Toronto and play some shows and see you. I really want to see you.
Fantastic, and that's what I definitely want too. Before we're wrapping this up, you mentioned, of course, about the new EP. Talk a little bit about that, please.
Oh, this was such a cool experience for me. I basically, with my just some of the connections that I've made, you know, being signed twice and like writing and being in so many studios and meeting so many great musicians, I decided to just do an EP on my own with this great musician named Jimmy Robbins. He wrote the songs and then I got it mixed by people that I really respected, like Greg Wells in LA, you know, who's worked amongst Adele and Katy Perry, and I think he just produced the All-American Rejects record. Like, he did some mixing on the EP, and then Mike Shimshack in Nashville did some mixing, and my buddies James Lewis and Robin Schmidt in London, who've worked with, like, Mumford & Sons and, you know, some cool things like that, they did mixing, and this EP ended up being, like, just this real kind of, like, my friends just coming together and just helping make something cool without any expectation, you know, or anything. And I just think it was so cool when you ask people, you know, for help on things. It's amazing how much people want to help and be involved, you know, when they see it's coming from a passion place. And that was just, so yeah, it's called Skipping Stone, and it's streaming at alexjohnson.com. It's kind of a new sound. I'm kind of tapping into the vocal aspects and simplistic writing. And, yeah, I hope you like it.
Fantastic. Any chance that we may, are you going up to L.A. for the Grammys, or are you going to be going to Ottawa for the Junos, or coming to Toronto for Canadian Music Week?
Actually, I'm set to film a movie in Miami soon, like in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to be heading to L.A. I may catch some of the Grammy festivities. I'll see, just based on film schedules. But basically, I'm going to be, you know, completely focused on just getting an awesome tour off the ground by summer. Whether that means I co-headline a tour with the band, or whether that means I'm just kind of going to look at my options and get the best advice from, you know, smart people who've done it before. This will be my first tour, so I'm trying to learn everything I can. I'm hoping to catch South by Southwest, but I may have missed the deadline. Again, this was totally unexpected, and now I'm just gearing all my energy towards getting an awesome tour off the ground for my fans.
You know, your fans will kill me if I don't ask you a little bit, because I know you're concentrated on the music, but I got to ask you, the movie, what's the movie about?
Oh, it's actually, I can give you a bit of information, but it's untitled as we speak. It's like an independent feature thriller, kind of tapping into like Blair Witch Project meets like The Ring. And it's through Queen Latifah's production company, actually. And I'm excited because I've never been to Miami, so that should be interesting.
And I was going to jump in and just give you a heads up. I'm actually going to be in L.A. for the Grammys.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
So you have my email number. I know you got my number too. I've got your number. So if you are, call me, and we definitely gotta hook up.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I may catch you around at one of the famous after parties.
And I gotta ask before we wrap this up, girl. Any chance that somebody's gonna do a damn movie on Instant Star just to put things together?
You know what? I think it would be awesome. You know, Stephen Stone and Linda Schuyler, I know that they just launched that new show, Highland Gardens, which is L.A. Complex, which is doing great. And I think that they're just such a wicked team. I think that'd be cool. And I just feel lucky in general that they keep me involved. Like, I think they actually had one of my songs, Mr. Jones, on L.A. Complex last night, which is just so cool. They're just very giving, and I just feel very lucky that I got to work so long with them. They're just it's a great production house. So, I mean, I don't know. I think stranger things have happened, you know?
Well, just so you know, I think it was a couple of days ago on, I think it was Showcase that was showing it, your horror movie. It was on again.
Oh, Stranger with My Face or
yeah.
The Diary?
No, it was The Diary, because when I was flipping the TV set around, I caught the scene where the guys, you trick the guy. He's coming at you. You trick him. You go into the room and you go, "I wish he was dead. I wish he was dead." Then he stabs himself with the neck with the scissors.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah, you are good. Just one thing though, I just got to remember the next time if I ever piss you off and you happen to open up a book and start writing in it, I'm just gonna leave.
Yeah, totally. That's a sign.
One more time before we wrap this up, website so we can check out the music, and also hopefully we're going to be seeing exactly where the tour date hits will be. Where do we go?
Well, first off, any dollar helps to get me international, and my campaign is at Kickstarter.com, and just search in Alex Johnson Tour 2012, and the website is alexjohnson.com. I do have a Z in my name, so A-L-E-X-Z, johnson.com, and you can hear the EP and stream it, and I'll be putting updates there as they come my way. I will be updating it regularly.
Fantastic. I think this is a fantastic idea, and you know, what a way for fans to really be involved, you know, and helping with the tour. So congrats on the great idea that you got involved with. Congrats on the new EP, and cannot wait to hear where the tour is going to be hitting. Girl, good talking to you, and we'll keep in touch.
You too. Thank you so much, Rudy, for always taking the time.
Anytime. You know, this is family. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.